He woke up in his own bed this morning after another long trip out west. He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, do you have a king, a queen? What do you and the Mrs. Grindle have?
Recently upgraded to a king.
Nice.
So,
is your life better? Because I still have a queen.
So, honestly, I've had a hard... I like it, but it's... I've had a hard time adjusting to it. And when we upgraded to the king, I won the debate of, okay, let's let the dog in the bed. And I shouldn't have done that.
Are you getting karate kicked at night?
Well, it's a Cavapoo, so it's like 14 pounds.
Oh, those are cute.
But it turns into a Rottweiler at night in the bed. Like, it takes up half our bed.
Yeah, I have a queen also. And it's like a special treat when you go to a hotel room and it's a king size bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go home and we have the queen bed. And I'm so frugal, I don't want to buy a new mattress yet.
I don't love change, and so I really liked the queen that we had. But we moved last March to a different neighborhood down the road from where we were, and we're like, okay, we're doing it, and we did the king, and I like it. I mean, I really do, and I think give me another year, and I'm going to be in love with it. But I'm just resistant to change. I'm 43, and I'm at that point in my life.
Hey, I mentioned the schedule. This seems like such a weird quirk, Lane. I mean, in 3 weeks, you took two trips to the West Coast. That can't be easy.
You know, I think it's probably easier for the players than, again, I keep referring to my age, but some of us that, you know, are a little bit older and have four kids. I think the players probably adjust to it pretty quickly because they're used to traveling and flying all over the place. I notice it. It's really nice to have an off day today coming off the West Coast because we didn't when we came back from San Diego on the last trip. And that first day or two back is kind of challenging because your clock is just messed up and you're trying to figure out what time it is and when you need to be where. And it's a little bit of a challenge, but this one's a lot easier because you have an off day on the way back and you'll be able to go to bed at a normal time tonight and wake up tomorrow and feel pretty much locked in again. But it's weird. I mean, we didn't go west at all for the first however many road trips of the year. And then we went west on back-to-back trips. So we still go back out to the Bay Area twice. We'll go to San Francisco and Oakland before it's all over on two separate trips. So we head back out there a couple more times.
So let's talk All-Star selections for a minute. The Brewers have two starters, Christian Yelich and William Contreras. They're both very deserving. I think people were surprised, Lane, and I know they need to divide this up amongst the teams, but that the Brewers didn't have any reservists. I mean, talk about Bryce Terang. This guy deserves to be in the All-Star game.
I absolutely agree. I that was the one for me that I thought it's really short-sighted to not have him in the All-Star game. And I get it. It's a numbers crunch, and every team has to have representation. So all those things kind of factor into how the roster ends up getting set up. But Luis Arraez is essentially the other second baseman. He's a very good offensive player. But he hadn't played second base since May. And he's going to take that roster spot. I mean, he's really more of a DH or a first baseman for the Padres. So I just felt like with what Bryce provides defensively, he's had a very fine offensive season. You go look at all the kind of advanced analytics, and it'll tell you for the most part that Bryce is one of the premier second basemen all around in the game. He deserved it. And I know the folks in the clubhouse really wanted Bryce to make the All-Star game, and I wouldn't give up on it yet because – you know, Ketel Marte left the Diamondbacks game Friday night with back issues. He wasn't in the lineup. I know at least he wasn't yesterday. Even if he gets himself back and playing over the next couple of days, he may elect to take that extra time off with his back. So I don't know if he will or won't. It's a great honor to go to the All-Star game. Guys don't like to give that up, certainly. But there's always a chance something like that happens, and that opens up a spot. And then hopefully Bryce is slid into it. I also think Trevor McGill was very, very deserving, and that's probably, again, a little bit of a numbers crunch with so many, every team has to have representation, so a lot of times you end up taking the best reliever off some of those teams that struggle a little bit more, but the Phillies got a lot of guys overall and a couple of relievers that I think McGill was every bit as deserving as, and to me it would have made sense for Trevor to be on the roster too.
You know, you bring up an interesting point that every team needs to be represented. Let's get rid of that. The Cubs don't deserve to have anybody in the All-Star game.
Hey, Hey, I grew up a Kansas City Royals fan, and that was the only chance to see anybody in an All-Star uniform for many, many years. Jose Rosado and a bunch of guys that you probably never heard of. They were all All-Stars for the Kansas City Royals over some of those years. So, I get it from that standpoint. I mean, the Brewers have been so blessed. We've had such good teams
right.
over this last stretch of years. I mean, really, over the last 8 years, the Brewers have had a lot of representation in the All-Star game, and nobody that made the All-Star game for the Brewers was a stretch. I mean, every guy that has made it in these last 8 years, and really go back to 2016, too, my first year, Jonathan Lucroy was very deserving. He was having a great first half of the season. So there hasn't been that kind of courtesy All-Star nod, and that's kind of a nice feeling.
He is Lane Grindle. Lane, enjoy the day off. Anything special you're doing today? Kind of catching up with the family? What's the day held?
You could probably make up my list for me after a week in California.
Boy.
I just got done mowing the yard. I swung by the grocery store.
Matt Six didn't help you out with
ready.
Your yard?
Yeah.
Man, wow, what a terrible neighbor.
I didn't ask him to. I should have probably. I didn't ask him to. And normally my wife will mow, but she was out of town over the 4th too for about 4 days. And when she got back and it rained. And so I took care of that today and we're going to grill. Very cliche off day, but that's okay. I'm all right with comfort like that, and that's what this
yeah,
is.
That sounds great. It's always great for you to catch up with us, for us to catch up with you, I should say, Lane. And thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely. Appreciate it so much.